This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Charles Howell recently played in his 500th PGA Tour event. That is no easy accomplishment. It is a pleasure to welcome Charles Howell to the Augusta Golf Show, unbelievably, for the very first time. Hello, Charles.
Well, hello. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, oh, it's great to have you. Did you have a good holiday? Did you have a good Christmas and New Year?
Well, we did. Thank you. It was a obviously, as everyone knows, that they go by unfortunately too fast. But we had a great time. Thank you.
Mom and Dad are good.
Oh yes, sir. They're still good, and the dad's still working. So I don't think I don't think he's ever leaving that hospital. But yes, everybody's good.
Good. 500 PGA tournaments. Tough to wrap your head around that.
You know, it's funny. Short answer, yes. But I didn't even realize it. I was at China for the WGC event, and someone there brought it to my attention. And yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, and honestly, I even think about it now and can't believe it. You know, I look back to hitting golf balls at the Wrightsboro Road driving range at night and hoping someday to play an event on the PGA Tour, most less 500 of them. It's very, very hard to believe.
Is that kind of figure important to you? If yes, why?
Well, it is important in the sense of, I've been able to find a way to stay out here, and to stay competitive, et cetera. At this stage of my career now, I would, obviously would love to try to find a way to win a couple more events. That'd be the one thing I would say throughout the stuff I've been able to accomplish, et cetera, I would like more of, would be wins. And, as far as the longevity of it, the consistency of it, yes, that does mean a lot to me.
I mean, we do live in a culture where everybody wants to judge you on whether you've won and whether you've lost, but you got to be proud. You mentioned it, consistency, stability, longevity. It is not easy to stay out there, is it?
Well, it's not, and that's one thing where I've prided myself on that and on being able to stay competitive. And you're right. I mean, especially the social media age and the media age that we do live in. Obviously instant access to everything that everybody's doing. Winning does seem to be the number one thing, and. Unfortunately, we're all trying to do it, but unfortunately, it's awfully difficult.
Have you found that tough, Charles? You came out being the next whomever and whatever. Here you are, 38 years old, and an argument can be made that you're still in a prime position to win often on the tour. But can you look back now? Was that a bit of a burden?
I always took it as a compliment where people thought I had a chance to win and I had a chance to do well. And for whatever reason, man, I had a bunch of chances to win more. I've had a ton of second and third place finishes and whatnot. And, I've worked really hard the last couple of years on my fitness and in the gym, and will continue to do so under the umbrella of staying healthy and staying out here and staying competitive. And a lot of players have had a lot of success in their late 30s and early 40s. So I look to a lot of those guys and into what they did, et cetera. And hopefully it'll prove the same for me.
I mean, I guess that's where the question comes from, Charles. By the way, we're talking with Charles Howell here on the Augusta Golf Show. I guess that's where the question comes from. You have come close. There have been some snake bites, but you're only 38. I'm curious as to your attitude about that.
You know, for whatever reason, my attitude has stayed good, and I could definitely understand. I mean, obviously, I've had some, you know, some moments of a lot of introspection and thinking, and you know, et cetera, of you know what I need to do better and what I need to do different, things of that nature. But you know, my attitude stayed good, and I mean, listen, I mean, if I get to play golf for a living, and I still, you know, refer back to that, and I still refer back to, you know, my offices are outside and they're at some of the best golf courses in the world. And, you know, it's very easy to, you know, to sort of get a sour attitude and to hang your head when man, the reality of it is I get to play golf every day.
And you mentioned this, and I know you well enough to know you want more wins on the ledger, but you've had a wonderful career, honestly, from a money standpoint, 21st on the career money list. Do you find any satisfaction in that?
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, and you know, I think, you know, the thing that stays in my mind all the time is obviously that little event right there in Augusta called the Masters. And, you know, that's a massive goal of mine this year is to play my way back into that. And, you know, just it's awful for April to come around and not be in that event, to have to watch it on television. And, you know, my mind and my focus right now is to try to find a way back into that event.
When you're not in it, how much of it do you watch?
A lot of it. It's the only really event I watch a lot of, but I do watch it. You have to. And it's the Masters, and you can't miss it, right? It's such a special event, a special place. The membership, et cetera. I watch almost every second of it.
So you're watching Thursday and Friday also?
Oh, 100%. Yes, sir. I just wish they would show more of it, to be quite honest with you. I can't figure out why we don't show all 18 holes on Thursday and Friday.
All right. Tell me about your game. How is it right now?
You know, my game's good. I had a nice offseason of work. I was in Orlando for a lot of it. I was in Augusta for a little bit of it as well. And, no, offseason was good. I had a lot of nice practice. And, you know, obviously we're out here in Hawaii now for the Sony Open, and it's a place I like. So hopefully we can get the season back going again well.
Are you finding yourself having to work on anything particular right now as you get the season cranked up, or is it?
You know, I just a little bit of everything. You know, here lately I've tried to make a bigger effort to, you know, in being 38 now, to conserve my energy a little bit better and not overwork myself early in the weeks. So I do a lot of short game work. I've spent quite a bit of time on, you know, 60, 70 yards and in, et cetera. And, you know, listen, I hopefully throughout the course of the remaining, let's say, 24, 25 events of this season, that'll prove well.
How do you view the youth movement out there? You were a part of the youth movement when you're only 38, but how do you view all that?
A long time ago.
Stop.
I find it incredible. I do. What amazes me is that these guys come out and not only ready to win, but they do win. And a season like Justin Thomas had last year where he won, was it five times, I think, five or six times?
Yeah, five times.
It's incredible. And, you know, the class that I came out with, Adam Scott, Matt Kuchar, Luke Donald, et cetera, I don't think any of us were ready to win that early, and definitely not that often. So I think golf's in great hands. I think between Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and Daniel Berger, et cetera, I mean, the youth is fun to watch, and it's keeping all of us young, really.
What do you point that ability to come out and win? A lot of people point to Tiger for that, and this is the generation that grew up watching Tiger. Where do you think that comes from with them?
Well, I think part of it comes from the fact that so much of golf was televised, so much of golf was shown early, that all these guys knew what to expect, and they had an idea of what the tour was like, you know, through all the social media, through the coverage of it, through the Golf Channel. You know, I just think they were almost pre-exposed to it before they were out here. I think that makes a difference. And then, yeah, obviously Tiger. I mean, someone came before then that laid out the blueprint for success, and man, what a guy to follow.
What's the schedule for the next month to 6 weeks after Hawaii?
So, you know, I'll play quite a bit here on the West Coast, and then I've had success out here, and do enjoy all the events here, and then we'll circle back into Florida, and and then some of the events around Florida all depend on my world ranking, so which would determine if I get the WGC event in Mexico or the WGC, the match play. So, you know, we play quite a bit early trying to get my world ranking up, and then once we get to Florida, we'll see where that's at.
Well, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to do this, Charles. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Anytime, and always good to hear from you, and best of luck to you.